Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray. Ramon is the editor of SmallBizTechnology.com and the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses and a brand new book. Ramon, tell us about it, please.
Yeah, I just finished it recently. It's Technology Resources for Growing Businesses. Very similar to the one you just mentioned, Jim, but it's kind of fresh, new, and expanded. And I did that too. So,
all right. Is that available? Is that hard copy and ebook?
Hard copy, yes, and ebook, and available online anywhere you search for it. Yep.
All right, so check that out. Hey, Ramon, we were talking in the previous segment about demonstrating small businesses, demonstrating their authentic side, letting people see their humanity, sort of connecting with them, making that part a big part of your brand, and have that be. It's important for people to know what you sell. It's important for them to know, okay, he's in the pizza business, she's in the shoe business, you know, that family's in, you know, the other business, whatever. People need to know what you sell. But the way you're going to differentiate yourself is not just you, it's so, you know, you're going to have promotions and all that sort of thing. You're going to do all the fundamentals, Ramon, right, that we've always done. That's the thing about this. The fundamentals haven't changed, but we do have some new execution steps inside the fundamentals that gives small business owners the power to create and distribute the humanity of our business, the authentic side, and I want you to talk to us about some of the different platforms, some of the different ways, some of the things that we have to do to get that out there.
By all means, and I think one I'll just step in is non-technology, if I may, but I always like to say this, is just being nice, going back to the technology, the fundamentals. So I'm going to give you a few things here, but regardless of all that, if you're not a nice person or your staff are just miserable wretches, you know, forget the technology.
Face-to-face is the original social media, isn't it?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I think one video, and I got this from you, Jim, seeing your video yesterday, as I told you on the phone earlier, is that video, I think, is so powerful. Because through video, you break through the Twitter and the Facebook and the tweets and all these things, and the best way to see somebody's face. So that's one, a simple video camera, upload it to YouTube, maybe do it weekly, do it monthly. Mm-hmm. You can personally connect to people. That's point one. I think point two is having a great database.
Hey, Ramon, let me stop you for a second. Folks, you can buy a video camera for less than $100.
Absolutely.
YouTube is free. YouTube is free. Mm-hmm. You can cluck over your whatever you want to say for a month and then do it but you only need to write a minute or 2 minutes or, you know, something like that. Just a couple of minutes is all you got to do. It's not a big project, folks. If you need a college intern to help you out, get one. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was going to say also, don't worry about the numbers on the first one. The first one, maybe just you and your mother are seeing it, but you know, you do it the week after week after week, the following will flow. So I think point two, Jim, is a great database, and I say this because this database, such as a batch book or Infusionsoft or many others, is what you're going to use to segment your customers. And it may sound a bit silly, but as you're looking to personalize your business, it's more than just you blasting to 527 people. It's more so you telling the 10 people in Milwaukee, you telling the 57 people in Chicago, mm-hmm. you telling the 550 white males, and you telling the other 375 Spanish people.
Mm-hmm.
It's segmenting and being personal with people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's point two.
All right, go ahead.
Well, great. I was going to say, okay, so that's point two, segmentation. So then point three, I think, is really the aspect of content. And it sounds, we hear that so much, Jim. But I say content, many business owners still don't like to write. They find it difficult.
Yeah. The number one fear is not spiders and snakes, it's public speaking. I think the number two fear may be writing for some people. What do you think?
I think so. I can get probably public speaking is probably the biggest one. When I speak, people often say, well, how do you do that? But it's easy for me. But,
mm-hmm.
but yes, that's true. But I think, you know, being able to also discipline yourself as you said, Jim, earlier, beyond the sales and marketing, all that, to discipline yourself from your heart to send that email newsletter. Maybe that's that tweet you want to do, but to discipline yourself to write from your heart. Let people see a little bit of you come out. Mm-hmm. That's point three.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, another thing, you could just do that by about what you know, not even what you're, I mean, you,
right.
If you just talk about the what your values are about customer service, how you started your company, what was going on, just say things from your heart. I mean, people want to get that from you, don't they?
Right. And it's so true, because I think at the end of the day, that's where, Jim, as we talked in the earlier segment, the differentiation comes about. Mm-hmm. Everybody can sell plastic teddy bear molds. I made that up. Maybe that's crazy. So, plastic teddy bear molds. But you're the only one who is a vet. You're the only one who has a home office. You're the only one who volunteered for basketball on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's what brings you apart.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 30 seconds. What else?
Yeah, and I think what else, the other thing that's very important, I think we talked about content, video, writing. I think it's also important to have, as you said, face-to-face. But I think face-to-face, what about Google Hangout? Invite some of your customers to talk to you over Skype and over video in real time.
There you go.
These are some ways that bring your customers together.
And these are those platforms I was talking about, folks. This is the technology that's become available to you for free. Almost all this is free, and you just have to use it to get it out there. And folks, if your business is not performing, if you're saying to yourself, well, all that stuff, that's that new stuff, and it's a lot of trouble, I don't know how to do it, I can't write, I'm not a good speaker, I don't look good on camera. You know what, folks? If your business is performing perfectly, you're completely happy with how things are going, then don't do any of this. If it's not, maybe you need to check on some of these things that Ramon's helping us with. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.